ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation continuing to march toward a partial government shutdown Friday night. The White House sit-down between President Biden and the big four congressional leaders produced
no breakthrough, but Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson sounding upbeat.
We're very optimistic.
But few signs of progress on passing new funding for Ukraine.
The meeting on Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer describing how all the leaders in the room tried to convince Johnson to stop stalling and support new Ukraine funding.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Here in New York City, a federal jury convicted Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington of the murder in 2002 of Jason Mazzell, Jam Master Jay of Run DMC fame, over what prosecutors called a failed drug deal. Toyota recalling 381,000 Tacoma pickup trucks from the 22 and 23 model years. A part can separate from the rear axle, increasing the risk of a crash. This is ABC News. Vice President Harris will be in Selma, Alabama on Sunday.
Vice President Kamala Harris will return to Selma, Alabama to commemorate the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday by joining the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, the police beating of peaceful marchers is one of the galvanizing moments in the struggle for civil rights.
While there, she will deliver remarks on honoring the legacy of the civil rights movement and the Biden-Harris administration's continued work to achieve justice for all and encourage Americans to continue the fight for fundamental freedoms.
The Criterion Channel streamer will give us a peek Friday at just how bad movies that get Razzie Awards can be. The program, and the Razzie goes too, will highlight films like Ishtar, Showgirls, Cocktail, and others. The Razzies are awarded usually a day before the Oscars. Producers say the aim is to inspire conversations about whether a movie is bad or just misunderstood. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life, I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest of the cost will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine, getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain changing to snow with the overnight, but any kind of accumulations of the white stuff well under an inch. The big story, though, the frigid temperatures, middle teens, gusty northwest winds up around 35. That'll create wind chills between 0 and 10 above. Right now, it's 37.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ThyroidAwareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, welcome to our second hour. On the line with us, our old buddy Dean Obidala, host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. He's a columnist with CNN.com, contributor to the New Republic. His Substack is The Dean's Report, deanofradio.com, or Dean Obidala. .substack.com, or just go over to substack.com and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll pop right up. Dean Obidala is the Twitter handle, or SiriusXM Progress, MSNBC. Hey, Dean, welcome back to the program. You have been on a writing tear here. I'm loving your newsletter. Trump is not silent on the murder of Navalny. Trump is helping. Putin is helping Trump again. Trump reminds us he's a white supremacist. Where do you want to start with this?
Anywhere you want, Tom. There's so much going on.
Well,
I'm waiting for Republicans to say that they should be able to accept rubles from Russia for campaign donations because they are so in bed with Putin and the Russians. Rubles are still a currency, isn't it? Let's assume it is for purposes of this conversation. But this is the Russian connection, the GOP. And if you want to talk about Alexander Smirnoff, James Comer today, literally today, Tom, the House Oversight Committee chair, was on Fox Business defending Smirnoff, his credibility, because that's their whole guy for this scam of an impeachment.
Yeah, he's like, there's something skeezy going on at the FBI. It's like, why are they going after my witness? These guys are pathetic, Dean. I mean, it's pathetic.
They don't care if they're trafficking Russian misinformation because they defend a guy, Donald Trump, who wanted to end this Democratic Republic and make himself the Putin of the United States of America. So they have an affinity to strongman, and that's what they like. So why not lie? It's remarkable what we're living through, Tom. And I should just say that today we are more than 2 weeks since the Supreme Court was asked by Trump to give him a stay, which effectively there is a stay in the January 6th case, and Supreme Court has not responded. So effectively there still is a stay in the January 6th case. And it's only us, I feel, listeners to your show, my show, and others who are on our side, who sense this urgency that Donald Trump has to be held accountable before the election. And there's so many people, including the Supreme Court, just, whatever.
Yeah, here's my take
on, concerned.
On what's going on with that. I think that what we're seeing right now is the, at least one of the justices, and probably two, probably Thomas and Alito, are writing a dissent to the decision that says, no, Trump doesn't have immunity. And they're taking their sweet time, which they can do. I mean, they can take a half a year to write a dissent if they want, and they can't. The decision can't be issued until they're done writing it. I think they're doing this to give Trump the delays that he wants. What do you think?
Certainly. That's certainly plausible. Anything's plausible. We should ask Harlan Crow what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we get a liberal billionaire to offer Clarence Thomas more sort of like a draft scenario? Like, hey, look, Harlan Crow offered you this. We will buy your mother two houses. And you get your own jet. Like, why? Maybe instead of bemoaning it, we should just play the game as well and get liberal billionaires to buy our own justices and outbid Harlan Crow.
It is apparently totally legal. Steyer.
Yep. This is, Tom, when you read about the Supreme Court and Thomas, it's like something we'd be reading about from the 1800s in America going, wow, what a corrupt time. You can actually buy a justice in the Supreme Court. Literally happening now, and Chief Justice Roberts still will not implement or promulgate any hard-hitting ethics rules with some teeth. They won't do it. So they're saying it's fine. I don't understand how Roberts in one breath could say he's worried about the integrity of the Supreme Court and the next not promulgating rules that are really are very, very strong and severe penalties, whatever it could be, lay it out for ethics violations.
This well, his wife has made $10 million from law firms that have business before the court. Roberts is just, you know, he's corrupt, too. He's just corrupt in a slightly less cosmetically disgusting fashion.
Do you think there'll be a Tom Hartman in 40 or 50 years who looks back at this time and say, wow, what a corrupt nation this was, the United States of America, like the way we talk about the past, or we talk about the oligarchs now, but perhaps there's more corruption right now in our system than we're even aware of. And one day in the future, another generation will be like, how do they not see that? Because when they look at like big oil and the railroad tycoons and their influence on government and politics, you're like, how corrupt? Didn't anyone care? And I bet people did care then. They had no power to change it. That's what we're learning now, because the average American, even some on the right, would be happy to take big money out of politics. It's one of the few things that unites us. We still can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you wrote, Trump reminds us he's a white supremacist with his latest comments about black Americans. I've, you know, had a couple black callers call and reference this. I've spoken about it. I'm curious your take on it.
This is Donald Trump revealing to us his view of black America by saying, hey, I was charged with crimes, so you're going to like me more, because in his twisted, sick white supremacist mind, crimes is synonymous with the black community. It would be like going to a Muslim organization, the one in my organization, to say, hey, I was just charged with terrorism. You must love me more, right? Because you're the terrorist people. That's exactly what this is. So I'm glad Reverend Al and others denounce it for what it is. It says how Donald Trump views the black community tied with crime. Also, he says they like him because he's been discriminated against and now they've been discriminated against. Yeah, they were discriminated against by Donald Trump in the 1970s. His housing units here in New York, where he got sued by the DOJ for it. This is a man who's trafficked in white supremacy and bigotry against people of color for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
So I don't think he gets more support with the black community, but I think for his white base, there's another part to it. They like it. They go, oh, look, he's telling black people they're all about crime, and they get it. I think there's another level to it.
I wanted to ask you about Muslims in Michigan. You being a member of the Muslim community, I realize
these are my people.
Yeah, you don't live in Michigan, but I grew up there. I'm real familiar with the the Dearborn Arab American community. Louise and I, there's some great restaurants down there that we used to go to every weekend, and they have these festivals and things. But how? And I'm guessing that we're of the same mind that Biden really should be calling out Netanyahu about the war crimes he's committing in Gaza and has committed, and pushing harder for a two-state solution. In fact, I'd love to get your thoughts on that too. But to what extent do you think this is? You know, I get making a statement today by voting for uncommitted, and that doesn't hurt Biden. It just sends a message to him. But how does, what will the impact of this be in the general election? Let's assume that nothing has changed between now and November, although I think that's a very unsafe assumption, but
I think the war will be over in 8 months. I have to hope for that. Look, to my fellow Democrats who are upset with Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and their allies, there are a lot of African Americans and younger people of all backgrounds in Michigan saying we're going to vote uncommitted, send a message to Joe Biden. This will not mean Biden will lose the primary. It doesn't mean he's going to lose in November. They're sending a message 8 months out from the election. That's when you do it. You don't do this 2 weeks before the election. That would be terrible for us. 8 months out. And President Biden's going to hear from Democrats. And I will say Biden's tone has changed on the Middle East. And that's because of the grassroots speaking out.
Yep.
In the beginning, and I just wrote an article for my newsletter that came out this morning on this. In the beginning, he was saying, I don't believe Palestinian claims on civilian laws. He didn't say Hamas, he said Palestinians. And he said proudly, I'm a Zionist. And there was no compassion for the Palestinians. And he's an empathetic guy. Over time, that changed over the last few months. He even talked about indiscriminate bombing. Yep. It was his term, indiscriminate what Netanyahu was doing. That's the grassroots move from there. So he is moving in the right direction. He is working for a ceasefire. It is clear to me that Netanyahu is undermining Joe Biden because Netanyahu wants Donald Trump in. So I think there's another level to it that Biden's aware of, which is why we had reporting 2 weeks ago, him calling Netanyahu hell to work with, and he's not on his team, and even calling him a curse word, according to NBC reporting, which I know was leaked. They were leaking that on purpose. So you're getting a sense Netanyahu is part of the Trump, the GOP apparatus. He's long been. He was disrespectful to President Obama because he was black, and that's the racism Netanyahu on display. Yep. So President Biden's in a difficult position, but I think we're going to see a ceasefire reached, I hope, within a week. And from there, it's up to President Biden to ensure there are conditions on military aid, or at least calling for conditions on military aid to Netanyahu that they can't be used to violate human rights laws anymore. We even have a law already about this, but to actually enforce it and talk about it more, help aid for the Palestinians. And, you know, right now, you know, Tom, you may have covered this or not, the UN Relief Works Agency, there's an allegation by Netanyahu that 12 members of that organization of thousands of employees, which are Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza, and even in Lebanon, had 12 people tied to Hamas. Well, they fired them, and they're purging them. And that's a good thing, and we paused aid. But I would ask you this. In the Netanyahu cabinet is a man named Itamar Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir was convicted in an Israeli court in 2007 of terrorism against Arab Christians and Muslims. He is part of the administration. So why are we giving a penny to an administration where there's literally a convicted terrorist as a national, as a minister? We should hold up no aid. Netanyahu didn't have to bring him in. He did. So he brought a terrorist into his administration now. The man's there for over a year. He's horrific. And President Biden mentioned Ben-Gvir by name on Seth Meyers' show last night about how extreme he is. Right. It's a dangerous man. No money to Netanyahu until Ben-Gvir is gone.
Do you see any connections between Netanyahu and Putin? I mean, both Netanyahu and Putin want Trump as president. But beyond that, are they hooking up in other ways?
That I'm not sure about. And I haven't seen any of that. Clearly, there's this axis of evil would be a Trump-Putin-Netanyahu axis going on there. Mm-hmm. And Benjamin Netanyahu has never been a friend of the Democrats. He's part of the GOP apparatus, and we should view him as that. And I think aid at least be conditioned going forward. I mean, Senator Chris Van Hollen gave a great speech on the floor 2 weeks ago saying, use the term textbook war crimes have been committed by Netanyahu in Gaza. And that's what collective punishment is. And if people want to defend collective punishment of 2 million people for the crimes of Hamas, that's your choice. But you are defending war crimes. Again, that's your choice to defend it. But let's not pretend it's not a war crime. It is a war crime. And as Senator Van Hollen has said, in the first 2 months of this conflict, 10 times more children were killed in Gaza than the 2 years of the war in Russia, in Ukraine that Russia has been waging. And that's an eye-opener for people, I hope. The indiscriminate bombing, dropping 2,000-pound bombs in Gaza, 500 of them at least, according to CNN, those bombs kill people 1,000 feet away. So even in good faith, you're bombing Hamas at one target. You're killing people in an apartment building a quarter of a mile away from them. And they did that, and they didn't care, because the human life of Palestinian Christians and Muslims did not matter to Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what we're dealing with, a right-wing supremacist or movement no different than white supremacists in the United States of America. So that's their kindred spirit.
Yeah, and tragically. Dean Obidala, the great Dean Obidala, host of the Dean Obidala Show on Sirius XM Progress, 127 every evening or every weekday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out his Substack newsletter, DeanObidala.substack.com, or it's called the Dean's Report. Just go to Substack.com and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll pop right up for you. Dean, and it's free.
Please do.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking.
Nice chatting with you, my friend.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Crazy alert. This very, very strange Republican saying that she wants to exile Jews. Really? We'll be right back.
On air at 92.7 MHz frequency modulation
and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mav Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do, because we've got you with local vaccine events and access to transportation. Protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support, for example, just like me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for over a decade. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's TomLovesBeats.com, the exclusive place to get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and that free full-size bag of turmeric chews. TomLovesBeats.com. 24 minutes past the hour. So this poor guy in Virginia, right? He is he's the chairman of the Arlington County Republican Party. His name is Matthew Hurt, H-U-R-T-T. And or he's chairman of the Arlington County Republican Committee. And he's got all these Trump supporters who are just taking him to the, you know, to task, who are, you know, reaching out and just going after him. And he couldn't figure out why at first. He said he's received numerous emails from Republican donors who are demanding that the Arlington County Republican Party stop taking money out of their checking accounts or stop dinging their credit cards over and over and over and over again. Now, here's what happened. Donald Trump, when he does his fundraisers, there's a little box that says, please make, you know, I want to support even more. Please make this a monthly recurring donation. So that box is pre-checked. So when people go to WinRed, which is the like Act Blue, it's the central clearinghouse for Republican donations. When people go to WinRed off of one of Donald Trump's fundraising appeals, and they're coming, you know, a couple every day. I mean, I'm on a couple of his lists, and it's amazing what we get. That when people say, yes, I want to donate, Donald, I want to help you out. Oh, it's Valentine's Day and Melania, and let's send him $10 or whatever, you know. Oh, you know, want to help him with his legal fees or whatever it may be. When they go to that website and they click, yes, here's my $10, they don't notice that that box has been clipped that says, repeat this every single month forever. And so Trump has been getting money from, you know, from people for years now who didn't realize that that box was checked, particularly senior citizens, particularly older people who are starting to lose it, particularly older people who might have a little bit of dementia or something very much like that. So, you know, it's a real challenge, shall we say, for this guy, because what it says on WinRed, when you go to, you know, when you get your bill on your credit card, what it says is WinRed Arlington, or GOP.com Arlington, Virginia, because that's the headquarters of the Republican Party. But people think that it's the Arlington County Republican Party, and that's who they're calling. That's who they're, you know, they're trying to kick their butts. He says, every single one of them has told me a similar story. Elderly, they don't remember donating month after month. As a county committee chairman who struggles to raise money, it infuriates me. So in a way, I guess we should be glad that Donald Trump is just ripping off all these Republican donors, because they're not going to be there to help out the GOP in any kind of meaningful way. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Meanwhile, a Massachusetts Republican candidate says that she wants to exile all Jews from the United States. Seriously? And no Republicans are speaking out against her. None. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break, too. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
On air, 98.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
Streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
Man Radio 97.7 WMDX.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation continuing to march toward a partial government shutdown Friday night. The White House sit-down between President Biden and the big four congressional leaders produced
no breakthrough, but Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson sounding upbeat.
We're very optimistic.
But few signs of progress on passing new funding for Ukraine.
The meeting on Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer describing how all the leaders in the room tried to convince Johnson to stop stalling and support new Ukraine funding.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Here in New York City, a federal jury convicted Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington of the murder in 2002 of Jason Mazelle, Jam Master Jay of Run DMC fame, over what prosecutors called a failed drug deal. Toyota recalling 381,000 Tacoma pickup trucks from the 22 and 23 model years. A part can separate from the rear axle, increasing the risk of a crash. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he will veto a bill that looks to address PFAS forever chemicals. While the bill would help communities clean up PFAS contamination, Evers said it would also limit state officials' ability to hold polluters responsible. He's instead calling on the state's Joint Finance Committee to release the $125 million set aside in the state budget to communities impacted by PFAS to test and treat their water. Republican leaders in the legislature are looking to continue their fight to oust Wisconsin's chief elections administrator. They filed an appeal to a ruling in January from a Dane County judge saying that they have no authority to remove Megan Wolf from her job. They say that the State Elections Commission has a duty to appoint a new administrator after Wolf's term expired in June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain changing to snow with the overnight, but any kind of accumulations of the white stuff well under an inch. The big story, though, the frigid temperatures, middle teens, gusty northwest winds up around 35. That'll create wind chills between 0 and 10 above. Currently 35 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So I'm a believer in free speech. I, you know, people should be able to say whatever they want to say you know, within reasonable bounds. Obviously, you don't yell fire in a crowded theater, but if people have offensive views, they should be able to express them, I think. They should also be able to suffer the consequences of that, you know, social approbation, for example. So here we've got now the Republican State Committee in the area of Boston has an election. One of the candidates to represent a Boston area district in the Massachusetts Republican Party State Committee is an avowed neo-Nazi who has pledged the mass expulsion of Jews from the United States. In fact, Lori Kaufman posted on her X account over the weekend, quote, "Don't forget, I'll likely get voted into office on March 5th. Long-term goals here are to ban same-sex marriage, never should have been legalized, and trans will be illegal." Yes, illegal. "I will also exile all Jews." She's from Dorchester. She said she divides one of the profiles of her. This is the Universal Hub, a Boston local kind of local newspaper, said that she divides her love between Kanye West and Hitler and blames a COVID-19 shot for giving her stage 4 brain cancer. She's posted a meme of herself holding a payphone with the words, "Hi, Hitler, it's 2024 and we're requesting your assistance." Now, that's not the outrageous part. I mean, that's pretty outrageous, right? But the outrageous part is I'm not seeing Republicans from around the country coming out and condemning her. I mean, you know, it's probably by now, because the story has kind of gone viral, some Massachusetts Republicans are condemning her. But, you know, I haven't even seen that. But this is, when you look at some of the people and some of the beliefs in the Republican Party, it's truly demented what's going on there. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Michael in British Columbia, Canada. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
I'm just responding to that previous caller talking about the new PharmaCare plan.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the point that he's doing well because he's got a medical plan, but many people don't.
Yeah, about 30-some-odd million Americans don't.
So this new PharmaCare plan covers everybody in the country. And it's just in its infancy, and it's starting off covering contraception and diabetes medication. The other issue is that in Canada, PharmaCare covers everybody, but it's means tested, so the people who need it the most get the most money back from the government, or getting coverage from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get any drug you want in Canada as long as you own it. But if you get your drugs through PharmaCare, they do, let's say if you need an anti-inflammatory, they look at the scientific studies that have been done on the efficacy of all the anti-inflammatories, and they choose the one that's most cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
So if Advil is scientifically proven to be work as well as all the other prescription drugs, if you need an anti-inflammatory, you will get the Advil.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a new wonder anti-inflammatory, then you pay the difference between what the cost of Advil is and what the new wonder pill costs.
You still have that choice. Are you a physician, Michael, in Canada?
I am. I'm retired now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the comment about Alberta, Alberta is our Texas. It's a very conservative province.
Right.
And they're doing exactly what the many conservative states are doing in the States. The reason why they're not accepting the money from the federal government to become part of the PharmaCare plan is because they're just being obstreperous and they don't want it to succeed.
Right. Interesting.
And, you know, it's a very similar...
It's also a province with an oil economy, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the premier of the province, Denise Smith, is let's say she's good friends with many of the conservative right-wingers down south.
So she's wired into the Koch network and those other fossil fuel billionaires who don't want America to have Medicare?
You know, I don't personally know, but
But it sounds like,
you know, they tend to be the renegade of all the provinces, and do not cooperate with the federal government, and it's really just a point of their point of view,
right,
that they're following. It's not because it's not because it wouldn't benefit the people of the province.
No,
and like in many states, you know, the people of the province are paying the price.
Right. We still have 13 states that have not expanded Medicaid, and you know, it's just because Republicans don't want low-income people to get any benefits, particularly if those benefits are paid for with tax dollars that might necessitate raising taxes on billionaires. Michael, thank you. Thank you so much for the insight and for your experience as a physician. As a doc in Canada, do you think that the system works well? Are most people happy with it?
Well, informed people are. And it's under stress. And the main stress is the lack of family physicians. But it has nothing to do with economics. That has to do with the job and the fact that, you know, that, well, I'm a perfect example. I'm retired now, and there's, you know, it's there, you know, many of my colleagues have done, you know, have just reached that age where they're retiring, and you can't find enough people to replace them, and you know, now you the way medicine has evolved, and it takes three times the number of physicians to see the same number of people that it did 20 years ago,
because of technology.
Technology. And doctors wanting a bit of a life,
mm-hmm.
you know, not working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, the incursion of women into the profession has helped a lot in terms of trying to get some lifestyle balance.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes at a cost, where it just takes that many more physicians to do the same job, and the, you know, the complexity of patients has increased over the years, and the amount of investigations and things that people need. But you know, if you have an emergency here, like a heart attack, stroke, you know, you're going to get excellent care.
Yeah, and immediate care.
You know,
I get it.
And you know, personally, like if I needed a knee replacement, sure, I might have to wait 6 months. But my neighbor, you know, who can't afford it, he's going to get it too.
Right. Exactly. That's the trade-off. You know? Michael, thank you so much.
You know.
Great talking with
you. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom. IVF is abortion for the rich because from the Centers of Genetics and Society, since 1991, 3.5 million human embryos have been created. A little over that, 235,000 were successfully implanted. Of the 3.5 million embryos, 840,000 were put into storage for future use, and more than 2,000 were stored for donation, almost 5,900 set aside for scientific research, almost 1.4 million were implanted in the hope of beginning pregnancy, and 1.7 million human embryos were thrown out, destroyed, or aborted, scraped into the bin of waste. And then of the fertilized eggs, around 15% will be lost before implantation begins. Of those that which begin to implant, only half will implant successfully. Of the half which do implant successfully, between one-third and one-half will be lost at the time of menstruation. Official statistics show that almost half of all embryos used to help women conceive through in vitro fertilization will be thrown away during or after the process. Of the fertilized eggs to make up blastocysts, on average, only 30 to 50% of the embryos make it to the blastocyst stage. IVF is abortion for the rich while humanity suffers. Most people talk about IVF, about this wonderful thing, but it's really directed for the rich because of the massive amount of abortions that are created through IVF, and nobody on the news or anywhere else talks about the abortions that are created through IVF.
So you're calling
IVF.
The destruction
that seems to be
of fertilized
okay.
eggs an abortion? Do I have that right?
I'm sorry. Well, a fertilized egg is an abortion when you destroy it, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think an abortion is when the body expels a, you know, it's an abortion. It's the, a well, process is interrupted. That process has not begun until implantation. Well, I guess the argument here is, when does life begin? I get it. You're using the Catholic perspective. Dave, thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's a good thing that John Oliver has offered to pay Clarence Thomas to retire
right.
on his show.
$1 million a year.
Yep, but that would make too much sense. It might be bad that Florida does not have a primary for the Democrats. So I'm hoping that Michigan will vent where Florida won't to vent. And it's ugly that anybody thinks that a mass deportation of Jews like me, Muslims like Dean Abdallah, is a good thing. Because how did that work out for Spain in 1492 or basically anywhere else?
Right.
And, of course, with the Japanese, we asked George Takei about his experience in 1942. Don't they have that third gender that is unthinkable to these right-wing extremists?
I don't know enough about Japanese culture to be able to answer that, but I know a lot of native cultures do, you know.
The double spirits.
Yeah.
Well, same, right,
yeah,
same
exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
So it's just... You know, that there's a range that these extremists cannot believe exist.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. I agree with you, David. And the queer community has had, has been recognized respectfully throughout history by many, many societies, just apparently not right now by the GOP. David, thank you for your call. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Back with your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
There's nothing better than the violent zoo and the old brick garden.
Afternoons from 4 until 6.
Maybe Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Miguel in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Miguel, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I have family up in Canada, and I just wanted to point out, and I think the doctor, the retired doctor, pointed it out, that Alberta is, he says Texas, I'll say more like Mississippi, as compared to New York State. And the comparison the person's doing, he's creating a province of some unknown place that he lives. As far as I understand it, the issue that's going on in Alberta is the lack of preventive care clinics. Mm. Also, that province has the largest third largest population of Native Americans. And there is some bigotry there that they don't want the Native Americans to get health care. Oh. But just to pivot, I would also say that this whole idea of I can't see my doctor. I can't see my doctor, my dentist for 3 months. It's okay because they're human beings. They're not slaves. Right. They want to go home to their families on a weekend and work a certain amount of hours and, as the doctor said, have a work-life balance. And the people from the West Coast and the East Coast of Canada, the reason they don't want to move to Alberta is because of the attitude in Alberta. It's very hard for them to get people to move there because of that. But I saw an article, I was waiting for you, a wonderful show, that Jim McDermott, I think, was a legislator in Washington. Yeah. He lives in Paris now because he's scared. He's scared, and one of the things he said is that I have health care here. I don't have to worry about health care as an elderly. So he's basically telling people to get safe homes because he looks at the United States and he says he's getting threats, and why stay there? You need to be able to run someplace. This is the problem. Black Lives Matter is a problem because they're asking for full sovereignty, not sovereignty, suffrage. These people are threatening people, and no one's doing anything. A congressperson has to leave the country, one, because he's scared, and two, he's a student in history, sees what's going on, and three, somehow everybody else looking for suffrage is a terrorist, and you have representatives leaving the country because they're scared.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign. The Washington Post, I don't know if you have time for it, but it's a good article, and it just makes me upset. And I heard that guy from Alberta, I can't get my doc. It's just absolutely insane, these false equivalencies. Compare it to Toronto. I mean, Corinth, Ontario. Mm. And it's 36 million people in Canada. 37 million people in Canada. And you go into a province that only represents 11%. I could cherry pick as well. Right. It's just idiocy.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Miguel. Thank you for setting the record straight. Bill in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to say
let you know that I'm a physician as well. And I read an article in JAMA just recently that Ron DeSantis in Florida is buying discounted medications from Canada for his Medicare patients.
That's correct. And I remember when that story came out. Yeah.
Yeah, like Mr. Anti-Woke.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most woke thing you can do?
I guess. It's like, you know, go to Canada to buy medications for Florida. Yep, excellent point, you know, Bill.
Obviously, he wanted it for his Medicare patients so he can get their votes.
Right. It's
the other thing I wanted to mention is Medicare Advantage plans, which I've been against since their inception. And I'm your age, and so I saw them from the very beginning. It's the most corrupt organizations you can imagine. And when I was involved as a family physician in a rural part of Washington, I didn't have a choice but to see patients that were on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to warn me, do not talk to them about switching back to Medicare. Well, I did anyway. Because mm-hmm. they would always ask me, what do you suggest? And I say, get off this plan.
Yeah.
And so I did that quite often. And
good
the
on you.
CEOs just hated me mm-hmm. because I would go to meetings and I'd say, you're telling me you're saving money for the government. I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe it. Show me the numbers. You know, and then they would come up with these long, you know, convoluted answers and it never, you know, never made any sense. But I was always the guy in the room that was, you know, butting the system, and people kind of looked down on me for it. But I'm glad I'm out for that reason only. I did fight for my patients continuously. I practiced medicine for 44 years, and I just put my blinders on and said, you know, I'm going to take care of these patients as best I can, and the hell with the insurance companies. And usually I got my way because I was very forceful.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Bill. Yeah, good on you. And thanks for sharing the story with us and setting the record straight. I very much appreciate
and
it.
And thank you, Tom. I've been listening to you for years, and I don't know what I would do without you. God bless you.
Thank you,
You're
Bill.
A wonderful human being.
I appreciate it. I'll take all the blessings I can get. Thank you. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, I got a little less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Yeah. Actually, I can give you the way that the war in Gaza can end. Mm-hmm. It's real simple. Release the hostages, and Israel, the IDF, will leave the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu just came out and said he wouldn't.
Over.
Even if the hostages were released, Netanyahu says they're going to continue to occupy it.
And the reason is what you're not talking about is that prior to October 7th of last year, Hamas committed 3,000 attacks on Israeli citizens just for last year. I would submit to you that you need to find out and ask publicly, where did the money come from for Hamas to build
Netanyahu is giving the money to them.
Miles
tunnel. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the tunnel system there, if they had redirected that money to you know, building industry in Hamas or starting, you know, anything. I mean, they could have turned it into a paradise. Instead, they turned it into a war zone. David, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, THOM.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX.
Tune in Wednesday. Very special Devil's Advocates. The boys are back from Michigan. We'll tell you all about it and the results of the Michigan primary. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. It's still winter, but the Chicago